In 2018, the Department of Interior reversed the decision to recognise the reservation, rolling back the interpretation of what is an Indian. They're not supposed to change the rules on you mid-game, says Heather Sibberson of Dentons, the tribe's law firm. The tribe sued. A federal appeals court ruled in February that the tribe must show it was under federal jurisdiction in 1934, when the Indian Reorganisation Act was passed. This statute allowed Indian tribes to govern themselves and protected tribal land by putting it into trust. The tribe has asked for a preliminary injunction to prevent the land from being taken out of trust until the cases are resolved. A judge will make a decision by early June on whether to grant the order. Congress, meanwhile, is working on a bill that would supersede the court ruling. A bill backed by both parties passed the House last year, but has yet to reach the floor of the Senate. Donald Trump is not a fan of Indian-run casinos. He believed that so-called Indians undercut his casinos in the 1990s. Some of his inner circle and donors are in the casino business and may agree. Other tribes are worried about what the decision means for them. More than 100 other tribes have gained federal recognition since 1934 and hold thousands of acres of land in trust. Mr. Cromwell said he was blindsided by the call in March from the Bureau of Indian Affairs. He thought the Bureau was checking in to see how the tribe was coping with COVID-19, which has hit Native Americans particularly hard.
Britain.
The impact of disestablishment extends beyond the casino. The tribe had started building housing for its community and a childcare centre on the land. Those projects, along with a tribal courthouse, could be in jeopardy. Losing the land itself is a possibility if they cannot pay taxes. Federal recognition is not at risk, but Miss Sibberson wonders what that is worth if land and sovereignty can be taken away.